good to turn on the light. Don't laugh it, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Dead and Cobain's eyes and score like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and stares by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for raging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film.
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. I have
Jimmy James,
the guy playing guitar on that theme song we just heard.
Yeah.
You don't want to put that on the Thigh Scrapers EP, huh?
No, I would.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's what I think we should do. I think the four originals.
Yeah, which are very heavy, and then this goes in a totally different.
Yeah. And one of the originals we recorded before, but we now do it so differently and so much better that we need to record that again.
Yep.
So when are we going to... You got someone in mind, don't you?
I do have somebody in mind, too. Yeah, we're going to play some stuff from him as a producer. And We'll see what happens. I think his stuff sounds great.
We're going to play some of his stuff soon?
Yep.
You brought some stuff?
I brought it.
Okay.
I will get it.
Maybe we'll play it sooner than later, because I don't know what I'm going to play right now. I would get it,
but our band is here, and they're setting up.
Oh, did you see them yet?
Yep. They're loading in.
Picnic lunch
is here.
Did you meet the guys?
They're in the house now, bringing up stuff.
Fine young lads. Okay. So. I can't wait to meet them. I really know nothing about them. They contacted me, and I listened to a little bit of their stuff. They seemed decent. I think they were friends of another band we have coming in.
So. We'll ask them. We'll grill them good.
Yeah. How'd you find out about us?
Find out about this.
Picnic lunch. So let's all have some picnic lunch here together. I'm sure they're rocking. I mean, if they heard about me and thought they should come on the show. Whatever I heard, I knew was rocking. So, stay tuned for that. Picnic Lunch, we'll be doing a set later.
Also, congratulations to the Rumble winners.
Jimmy, Clarissa Johnson, is
Clarissa
that her name?
Johnson.
Am I saying her name right? I don't
I just
even know.
I put you on the spot.
Because I have to admit, I don't know her stuff at all. We'll have to see if we have any of her stuff
here.
I'm
going to go look. Congratulations anyway.
I have to admit, I was rooting for Tom Baker and the Snakes because they're coming on next week. But I don't know. Maybe this is a new artist that I should know about. Because I
was watching some video.
You like her a lot?
It was really good.
Good stuff.
And somebody pulled a fire alarm during their set last night.
I bet it was like, what do you think it was, a Tom Baker and the Snakes fan?
Probably. People all over
I'm
Highland
sure
Avenue it, with beers and
I'm
drinks
sure
from
Tom
the club.
Baker did not condone that one bit.
We don't offend anyone.
I'd like to play some him or Dirty Truckers. I'll have to look for some. You say you looked before and we didn't even have any. He'll be on next week. I'll tell Tom to bring in all his Dirty Trucker stuff, the Tom Baker and the Snake stuff. They'll play some live stuff. That'll be great. But get geared up. We have Picnic Lunch coming up. Hey, the Damned are coming to town, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Where are they playing?
I'm not sure.
Paradise or something? We got to look that one up,
most
too.
Most likely. I'll look that up.
We'll look that up. We'll play some. You know what? Somebody was asking me about the Damned, and I was like, you know, I don't know like a lot about the Damned either. I should. I know they're a punk band from England, but... I grabbed the anthology.
Yeah.
You know, and there were a couple I knew from it. New Rose and Neat, Neat, Neat. And then, like, I wasn't crazy about most of it. I'm like, no wonder I didn't know much about the Damned. I'm not really crazy about them. I mean, they're decent, but I'd rather go see the Thigh Scrapers.
Everyone's dying to see the Thigh Scrapers.
I still might see the Damned, because I just want to go, go, rats, scabies! But I found the best song on the whole anthology isn't even a Damned song.
It's a cover?
Yep.
Who covered it? Who did what?
They did Stooges.
No.
Yes. Good. It's a great cover. I Feel All Right on 91.5 WMFO.
Rock on.
In Medford.
Hey, Keith. Out of my mind, I don't guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. See the sun, it shines. Don't get too close or it'll burn your eyes. Don't you run away that way. You can come back another day. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. I never thought this could happen to me. I feel so strange. Oh, why should it be? I don't deserve somebody this great.
soggy, raw day in Boston.
You all right?
Yeah, fine.
Get out of that puddle. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Block of the Damned there. Oh, I didn't even look where they're playing. Paradise? Someone let me know. 855-915-9636. We'll do the Boston Groupie News Report at 3:45.
3:45 today.
I'm sure we'll have the correct date and time the jam to come in. I thought I heard the Paradise, and I think it's like any day now, right?
I know it's soon.
Anyways, I'm very embarrassed. I can't find Dirty Truckers. I know I played them when I used to do On the Town here.
Yeah.
I think they might have even been on that show.
I don't know.
So, if it's here in the studio, it's not...
not available right
categorized,
now.
Right? It's not in the right spot.
Somebody put it in Z for the zebra.
Probably. So, Tom Baker, please bring, like, everything recorded because we do love you. And Tom Baker and the Snakes will be here last week. Now, I keep saying that I thought they should have won the Rumble. I never even heard of Carissa Johnson. I'm sorry, I did say Clarissa earlier. Carissa Johnson. Mm-hmm. So, yes, she did win the Rumble, and we will give her a proper props. Yes. I didn't go to the Rumble this year. I have in past years. I did when John Pojeda was won. You know, of course, we stuck behind him because he's a good buddy. But, you know. ZLX, which is doing the Rumble, they really gave me a crappy ride. So, you know, forgive me if I don't feel the whole welcome mat for me at those Rumbles.
Feeling the love.
I don't feel the love at the Rumbles. I think Angel Wood said last time, what are you doing here?
There's love all over town, and then you go to the Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was funny. She did say that to me the time I was there for John. She goes, what are you doing here? I'm like, what am I doing here? I'm like, I'm here to see my buddy John win the Rumble. He's like standing right next to me, and he won.
So, good.
F you!
That'll show you.
But, all props to Carissa Johnson. Congratulations. This is what she sounds
all
like.
All right, let's hear it.
endless chain reaction.
WMFO in Medford. Yes, and that is the great Carissa Johnson. I bet she'll have some great things coming for that girl, young lady.
Yeah, what are the prizes these days?
Oh, I don't know. They get a big chunk of change, though, I think, don't they? And
yeah,
some kind of recording stuff.
In the old days, you got a recording contract.
Did you get a contract?
You got an actual contract.
I can't imagine they get a contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, back then, maybe,
Back then, you used to do...
Well, it's when BCN did things,
BCN
right.
Did, yeah. And the end night was always at the Orpheum, which was fantastic.
Right.
That's a big venue.
The Orpheum for
Orpheum.
You
gotta get my
people
teeth
from
fixed.
America. Yeah, we'll have lots of Tom Baker and the Snakes and Dirty Truckers next week. Sorry about that. We're getting ready for picnic lunch.
It's going to play. Looking good.
Did they bring any lunch? You guys got food? Nah.
No?
I have some waters in my car if you...
It's in the contract, dude.
Thirsty. I'll get some water in a little bit. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Raver Show. Yes, you have a request? 855-915-9636. I'm sitting here with Jimmy Picnic Lunch. And this is the guy I mentioned won the Rumble a couple of years back.
Mr. The one and only.
He hasn't been on the show in a while, but... For a while, he used to come on every other month. It was like, I used to call him, he was like what Steve Martin was to Saturday Night Live.
Right, exactly.
John Pohaita was to this show. Here's
we'll
one of
come
my,
back, John. We miss you.
Yeah, he needs to come back. What it is he works most Saturdays now. I know that's the problem. But he still lives with us like this. Listen to this,
I
Jimmy.
Am.
All right.
I am. I promise.
Thank you. MFO.
it like a rocket when you write the zeitgeist, so money's alright. We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Headphones sounding strange to me. I don't have my own today, if you notice.
Oh,
no Sony's.
Using the stock, huh?
Yeah. They kind of suck.
Now you know what it's like to be on my end, brother.
Well, you can get your own, like me. Bring them in if you like. You can do that. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was actually Pohita's band before the International Airport. That's the Rudds there.
The Rudds.
With their title track from Get the Femulin Hang On. That's all the way back in 2005.
When time I first flies.
When I first met John. Great stuff. Before that, his new band, John Pohita International Airport, with Airport Life and John Francis Pistorius Jocko.
Jocko.
Jocko's song. Picnic lunch. Getting ready to go. Oh, and yes, Cal did let me know it was May 4th, the Damned are playing. And Rat Scabies isn't with them anymore.
They're not. That's
no point in me going. I can't go. Go, Rat Scabies!
No, you can't.
I've been wanting to do that. What's that, buddy?
You're booked on the 6th. You're booked on the 5th.
Go ahead and talk. Talk in the mic, buddy. This is what's your name from Picnic Lunch?
Mike. Mike Romero.
Mike.
MR.
You gotta talk right in the mic, Mike.
You got it.
What about the Damned?
Are they all alive? Do you know?
Oh, I think they all are. We just heard that Rat Scabies isn't in it anymore. I don't know if that means he's dead or what.
Got it.
That's Mike from...
Something to Google.
This is Mike from Picnic Lunch. What do you do with the band, Mike?
I play guitar and I sing most of the songs.
All right. Well, looking forward to that.
Going to sound check them in about 5 minutes.
All right. Yeah, let me know.
I ask the important questions about old punkers.
Sure. Ask me. I'm an old punker.
He's an old punker.
I'm older than you think.
He's an old punker.
So May 4th for the Damned. And we already played them. So let's play. I heard Township was a guest last night. I think it was last night. Yeah. I don't know. They're a guest at one of the Rumbles. Once.
Okay, so was I.
You were a guest?
No,
at the Rumble?
I know.
What year do you play the Rumble?
I wouldn't admit to what year. 86.
We got to get...
Was that with The Rain?
No, a band called Expose.
Expose, right. I think we have them in the system. Let's see if we can find some Expose for Jimmy.
No, I made sure you didn't have any of that stuff. And if you did, I secretly snuck it out.
His Township.
Baby, rock me. All night long. Baby, rock me. All night long. Understand.
105 WMFO in Medford. Yeah, I was told everything was fine, but computer just junked up big time. So I'll have to go to the CDs until this clears up. It won't say what I'm playing correctly, Jimmy, until
it
clears
up. Do you want to play some...
I'll play some Stooges. I mean, I got plenty of CDs here. I'm just saying, they're not going to see the correct songs playing in order. And we have Picnic Lunch coming up, but...
Right. They're about 5 minutes away.
They're about 5 minutes? You guys ready to play in 5 minutes? Make it 10, all right? 10 minutes. We'll have Picnic Lunch on in 10 minutes. And yeah, hopefully while they're playing, we can figure out this computer racket. In the meantime,
rock on.
Stooges to the rescue.
Oh, wait a minute.
WMFO in Medford. Yes, more computer problems, but I'm sure I'll be able to fix it while the band's playing, because they're all ready to go, right, Jimmy?
You are ready to go, right? Ready, right. I believe they are. Chomping at the bit.
All right. We're going to play one more song. We'll do a Stooges song. And while the band, then I'll introduce the band, and then hopefully I can fix this racket. I mean, I hate coming in here every week and there's technical problems. And everyone before me goes, everything's fine. And then it all goes to crap. All right, so we're going to disc. We'll play this. Stooges, Picnic Lunch, next, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. I hope I got all the technical difficulties straightened out. That, yes, we did play some Jet Set earlier. Jet Sex, Sex Beat for Cal. But right now, everyone, get ready for the first. Is this your first time on radio, guys?
Yes, sir.
First time on radio ever.
Yep. We're excited.
Check it out. Picnic Lunch.